every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
We've spent over 10 years on air, shaping a generation of action motorsports, and now we're changing the game again. The best motorsports, the best action sports, and the best of pop culture with some epic guests thrown in. I am Jim Beaver, and this is the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Hold on tight, the misadventure is just getting started. Coming in hot, yes, extremely hot this week on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show. Man, major off-road news, major guest. It is a blockbuster show, like so big. I think I'm going to have to record either this weekend or the first of next week an off-road specific podcast because, man, it is just mega, mega news. We got Best of the Desert, you know, them with Vegas Torino and their other races. We've got the Unlimited Off-Road Racing Series that is owned by the Martelli Brothers and Mad Media, my good friends. We've got the Mint 400, Cal 300, my hometown Parker 400. They are merging into one series in 2026, and it is going to be huge for the world of desert racing. I think it's called the American Off-Road Racing Championship. It's all going to be based here stateside. Huge, huge news. And then we've got Championship Off-Road Racing out of Arizona, expanding multi-states. They announced a five-round short course series that's going to include Firebird, Victorville, and the iconic Glen Helen Raceway next year, or this starting this year in 2 months. Also a major TV package with Racer Network. So we got short course alive and well on the West Coast again. We've got mergers with desert racing. Man, it is blockbuster news across the world of off-road this week. And then to top it all off, my guest this week, Marty Fiocca, Off-Road Hall of Famer. He is also one of the driving forces behind Crannon International Off-Road Raceway. He is on the show to talk about their major event, Labor Day, that I'll be back there doing TV for, their World Championship Weekend, Cup Sunday. Marty's going to be on. We're going to be talking about the history of Crannon, a little bit of history of off-road, all the rad stuff they've got coming. He's got some announcements that he's debuting on this show. Man, there is a lot going on in the world of off-road. And I know for a lot of my purist listeners that have been with me since the beginning, man, it's going to be big. So, yes, Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show, we are coming at you after this break with big stuff. General Tire offers a wide variety of options that are designed to deliver for whatever life brings your way. Whether you have a truck, car, or SUV, General Tire delivers for whatever you drive. From the long-lasting all-season Altimax RT43 to the aggressive all-terrain Grabber ATX, General Tire covers on-road performance, off-road capability, and durability. General Tire delivers. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. Are you sick and tired of spilling gas all over your hands, your gear, and your machine? Well, ditch the tilt and spill jug nonsense and fuel up with SureCan. Designed with a rotating spout and thumb trigger control, SureCan lets gravity do the work. No mess, no awkward angles, just point, press, and pour. Upgrade your gas can right now at SureCanUSA.com. That's SureCanUSA.com. Feed your machines, not the mess.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90 degree flood to a 15 degree spot based on your vehicle speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
General Tire offers a wide variety of options that are designed to deliver for whatever life brings your way. Whether you have a truck, car, or SUV, General Tire delivers for whatever you drive. From the long-lasting all-season Altimax RT43 to the aggressive all-terrain Grabber ATX, General Tire covers on-road performance, off-road capability, and durability. General Tire delivers. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. Are you relying on your vehicle for work and fun? Well, your gear deserves better. With Tuffy Security Products, you can secure your tools, firearms, laptops, and everyday essentials without sacrificing space or style. Tuffy offers lockable storage that stands up to smash and grabs, job site theft, and off-road abuse. Made from heavy-duty steel with an OEM fit and aftermarket strength. It's real protection for a real peace of mind. Find out more at TuffyProducts.com.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. Welcome to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, or welcome back for those of you tuning in national syndication. Welcome those of you all here on YouTube. But right now I've got a very good friend of mine. I can even call you a teammate, Marty, because we raced together one time. But Marty Fiocca with Crandon, Off-Road Hall of Famer. I don't know. I think it would probably take an entire podcast. Just give the rundown of everything you've done in this industry, Marty.
Done a few things, been here a minute or two, but nice to be here, Jim. Always a pleasure talking to you. And, you know, here we are a couple of weeks away from, you know, the world's biggest short course race at the Big House here in Crandon, Wisconsin. And just nice to be able to kind of do a download with you and kind of give you a rundown of what's happening. And, you know, we're set for, we always say this, every year is going to be the biggest one, but this is a 56th year, and it's definitely shaping up to be our biggest one for sure.
Yeah, well, I think I'm trying to think, because I give you credit all the time on the show, but I think I've been going to Crandon for 9 years now. This will be my 9th year straight. Yeah, and I think actually all 9 of them I've been on the live stream in some capacity. But I look back and it was you inviting me to Crandon to do a podcast. We're talking 2015 or 16, and went back there and I fell in love with the place. I think you threw me on the broadcast for the side by sides at the time, and did some podcasts. But I stayed with you and your wife and Tommy Morris in your hotel or your house there on the lake. And I tell you what, still this day, some of my favorite mornings I look back in my entire career, and I was like, Tommy Morris and I sat and had coffee, overlooking the lake at Crandon for, 3 or 4 straight days. And I go, you know, to have Tommy Morris just sitting and having coffee for 3 or 4 days in the morning, that's pretty, pretty amazing. So I thank you for giving me this Crandon addiction I have.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I actually started here in 2014, so that would be about right. And Tommy was here, early on helping with some rules things that we were doing. For the Red Bull Cup Sunday, he was actually our consultant for the balance of performance. So with the East Coast and the West Coast guys who come race, which was a key, you know, deal here at Crandon. When we got here, Crandon was a diamond in the rough. It was a diamond anyway. Yeah. And what it needed was just having the West and East Coast guys coming and racing. We needed to have the best racers here at Crandon for World Championship weekend, and certainly for Sunday. And that was kind of the creation behind the Red Bull Cup, Red Bull Cup Sunday here, which is an independent day of racing. It's not associated with any series at all. It's Crandon's promoting it. It's Crandon's executing it. It's our television package and everything else. But at that time, there was the Midwest Series and the East West Coast Series, and we needed to have all the guys come together and race. And that's that Red Bull's first Red Bull Sunday and the subsequent Red Bull Sundays after that really kind of helped. And, you know, we're celebrating our 10th Red Bull World Cup Sunday here coming up here this in a couple of weeks. And, you know, that's a big honor. You know, Jim, you know, it's very challenging to keep an energy drink company around, especially one as you know, on the level of Red Bull. But, you know, they are coming back for several more years now, and we're thrilled to have them. And, you know, they're thrilled to have us. So it's a great, you know, a great thing. It's their tentpole event in off-road in terms of the Midwest and in pretty much in the United States. So it's great to have them.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, just keeping any sponsor for a decade is a big deal. But like you said, you know, somebody the caliber of Red Bull and, you know, Red Bull, you know, you start looking at them and they only, you know, they put on a lot of their own events, but mm-hmm. anything they sponsor or involved with, I mean, it is only the most prestigious events in the world. You know, you start looking at things like Erzberg and things like that. I mean, you know, when they're going to slap their name on something, you know, it's one of the best in the world. And I think that's a credit to Crandon and you know, what you guys have built over the last, you know, what, 55, 56 years, 55?
Yeah, it's just, yeah, 56 this year. Yeah, and it's a culmination of a lot of things. I mean, you know, the more time you spend here, the more you understand what you didn't understand. When I first got here, it was like, hey, you know, I'm going to be the promoter here. I can really polish this up and make it really corporate and take some of the local flavor out of it necessarily, because it's a down home event. It's not like Indianapolis or Sebring, Daytona, anything like that, Monaco, Long Beach. It's very Wisconsin Midwest, you know, Northwoods, right? It's you know, fans that have been coming here for three generations, but they are, you know, a lot of blue collar, hardworking American people who, you know, this is their Labor Day week and this is the final, you know, hurrah for the summer. And then it, you know, it gets to fall and then it gets cold and then it's over. So, you know, the fans here are great. They're like I said, they're hardworking people, a lot of construction people, loggers, you know, those type of people who are fans that come here, and the place reflects that. It was built essentially over 56 years without necessarily a big corporate plan in place and a big blueprint. We just, you know, they just keep adding, and every year we add more. And the whole, you know, goal here is to build the best facility in the world, which we have. But it's just funny watching people come back year after year and go, oh, you guys just added that, or, oh, you guys made this, or that looks a lot better. Or, you know, it's a constant, it's constantly upgrading. And it's all, but the funny part, the upgrading takes part of about 4 or 5 months here in the summer, and then it's over, and the hibernation starts for the winter, and then the place goes kind of dormant, and it's how it works. But yeah, we're thrilled, and it's just gets better and better. I mean, the place is starting to look really, really good now for Labor Day this year. We got a lot going on, and I think a lot of corporate people coming, and we're super excited about that.
Well, and I think that's I've been very fortunate. I think the last 9-ish years I've been coming back, it's every year it's like you and I've taken a golf cart ride, and you always point out, Jim, this is what we're going to do next. Here's what we did. Here's what we're going to do next. So every year I get a golf cart ride, and then I get to see what you said the previous year happen, and I get to see all these changes. And if you had a time lapse, like a 15-year time lapse of Crandon, it would be insane to see all the changes. You know, it's every year there's something new, and I think that's one of the things I love coming back and just seeing what you guys have been able to accomplish back there, because it truly is. Tell everybody, it's one of the crown jewels of North American motorsport, you know, if not in the world. But I go, you've got Daytona, you've got Indy, you know, you've got, I'll throw Long Beach Grand Prix in there. You know, I said, you've got, you know, obviously you can talk about Baja and you know, Mint 400, but I go, Crandon, absolutely, if you're talking about marquee crown jewel events, Crandon's got to be on that list.
I think so. And we have, you know, we always thought so. And certainly the last few years we've had kind of guests that show up, you know, that you know, really confirm that. One of them has become a good friend of the racetrack. He is the president of Road America, Mike Kirchner, and he came last year and was just astonished. And you know, if you do any studying of motorsports as an industry, you know, you can give a lot of props to Road America, which is only 2.5 hours from here. One of the premier automotive racing facilities in the world. I mean, they, you know, we do it well. They do it well at a different level. They, you know, we have facility envy when we go down there. I brought the Flannery family down there to meet Mike here this year. And, you know, they were astonished at what can happen when you've got the ability to run, you know, almost every day in the summertime. They have events and driving schools and go-kart tracks. And then the, you know, big events like IMSA, they just had, you know, record weekend for them you know, IndyCar racing. They've had NASCAR there, and they just do it right. And now we have kind of a brotherhood with them, and we have a, you know, Mike and his group are coming up here for Labor Day, and we're going to buy some assets from them, some big screens and things, it looks like next year. So I love the business to business of this business. And I really, really enjoy bringing people like Mike Kirchner, Scott Atherton, who ran IMSA for a long time, was here a couple of years ago. Sal Fish was here a couple of years ago. Wilfred Ibach was here a couple of years ago. And, you know, and they're now that there's others that are coming this year that just come back. Now we're at a point now where it feels like Labor Day weekend is all about Crandon when you're in motorsports, just like the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the Indy 500 are for, you know, Memorial Day, in the, you know, to kick off the summer. It has that. It's, we've been mirroring them for a long time. Like, what do they do that we can copy, or what that we can kind of incorporate in our event? Doesn't matter if it's the flyovers, if it's the opening ceremonies, you know, kind of the whole attitude of this is America and this is the Midwest, and we have, you know, our parade downtown, they have a parade, you know, it's again, we got to keep the levels here that we don't have 350,000 people here over a day, but we do have, you know, expect about 65,000 here over the, you know, 3-day weekend we have here coming up, 4-day weekend. And, you know, so there's a lot of that. And I think in terms of my career, that's the part I like the best, is that finally we have a couple events now that feel like they've gotten to more off-road racing to the level that other big motorsports events have. And when you can confirm that, when people come and see it, it's different. It's not, like I said, it's not the polished corporate universe that it is, but it is down home and good, and the racing spectacular, and the camping spectacular, and the, you know, the ability to bring Kid Rock and Kiss here, you know, the last couple of years. We're looking at, you know, definitely more music in 26 and beyond. But yeah, it's definitely a lifestyle event that was built around this 400-acre facility that, you know, Cliff Flannery and the gang started back then. Cliff is still here every day at 5:30, you know, and we're building out different things for this year, and it's exciting.
And we'll be back with more with Marty from Crandon here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show after this break.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. Welcome back to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show. I'm here with Marty Fiocca, Off-Road Hall of Famer, who's back at Crandon. So, Marty.
Yeah, well, and I, you know, it's funny because it's now like even with me, and I come back there, I've been fortunate to work at Crandon, you know, and be involved with the broadcast, things like that. Yeah. But, you know, my dad comes with me every year. My cousin comes with me. You know, and it's one of those, because it's become like a family boys trip, you know what I mean? And things like that. I just happen to be working during part of it, but it's, and it's not just my family. There's so many people I talk to, you know. I've got a friend that's a listener of the show, and him and his mom have come for like 25 straight years to the track. And it's a mother daughter thing. They drive from New York, you know, and it's remarkable what Crandon means to so many people. It's like, you know, it's like I started going back there almost 10 years ago, and, you know, I told my wife, I go, we've got a problem. I go, I know what I'm doing for Labor Day for the rest of my life.
Yeah. It you know, it's funny, because that there was always Cliff Flannery saying, it's like, Marty, you know, you got to get him here. Once you get him here, then they'll stay here. And look, you got to want to get to Crandon. It's not like a trip to Chicago. I mean, you know, we're 2 hours from Green Bay. You know, it's a beautiful area of the country. You know, we're near the Canadian border up here. You know, lots of beautiful lakes and trees and farms and all the things you think about with Wisconsin. It's a beautiful state. It's wonderful people. But, you know, you got to kind of want to get here. It's not an easy drive. And if you're racing, you know, the God bless the guys. And for instance, when we brought, you know, the vintage class 11 Volkswagens here, you know, most of those or almost all those are on the West Coast. And are they going to come, you know, are they going to make the trip? It's a 3 day, you know, trip of
a journey
hours a day to get here. And, but once they get here, then they, you know, they camp and they enjoy it. And then they're put in the spotlight, like we do for class 11 here on Friday night. And then Sunday for Red Bull World Cup Sunday, which are all the pro classes, you know, they're coming back. We'll probably have, you know, I'm sure at least 20 of them here this year. Their cars being built here. And so, and that's another great reason, you know, you have the Amsoil, you know, Champ Off-Road Series racing here. That's a, you know, the short course racing, whether it's pro or sportsman, is a mainstay. Yeah. And then a couple of years ago, I was like, you know, I really want to add some Ultra 4 racing. I want to add King of the Hammers guys. And we had an off-road park that was kind of associated with the track and was not really being used. And, you know, I kind of convinced Cliff Flannery and, you know, the Flannery family, hey, look, I think we can make this a big deal. And we built out that whole stadium back there. That's now a real big part of it. And certainly Saturday night, the Rage on the Rocks here this year is sponsored by Hella, you know, a new sponsor here, you know, Hella Lights have come on board from Europe and in the States. They're rebranding. And we really have the only legitimate sanctioned night race in the United States. You know, the Baja 1000 is one thing, but everything else is in the daylight. Well, here it's literally run at night. And, you know, the fans love watching it. It's a hybrid course between our short course and then going back in the woods, and it's all the lights on the vehicles. There's no lights back there. And then huge rock stadium section. Now we're adding a drone show this year and courtesy of Method Wheels coming to do that, and got live bands back there. But that brings, you know, racers from around the country. And and you know, class 11, there's guys coming from Mexico. That is where it gets really, really good. I mean, God bless the Midwest racers, because they're the backbone, heart and soul of this. You know, they've been racing here for a long time. This is their hometown and their home track. But when you can add, you know, more camping for just, you know, just for Ultra 4 and class 11 in a place called Crandon Land, we stripped that out last year just to have more camping. And, you know, all the campsites now, we have 2200 campsites that are sold out. And we're packed. We and every ounce of dirt for the fan zone now is sold. It hasn't had that happen before. Now, you know, honestly, Jim, we've got, you know, serious activations with Ram, serious activations with Toyota, Ford and Ford Performance, Chevy are here, Polaris is here, Red Bull activation, Yokohama activation. I mean, it's not just, you know, Schumpeter race. There's a lot of events and a lot of things built around this that keep, every one of our partners seems to want to get more creative around Labor Day. What are we going to do to bring the parade better? What are we going to do to bring, you know, the whole event better? And that's not even mentioning the, you know, the television broadcast that I, you know, that I produce in association with Racer Network. And that's a whole other conversation that we're adding to this year as well.
Well, and I want to get to that. And I want to mention something you talked about, bringing in the Ultra Fours, Class 11, some of that type of stuff. And one thing, and I've told everybody, and this one thing I absolutely love that, and you have been an advocate of this. You know, I call it non-denominational Sunday. But Sunday, you've always wanted the best in the world, regardless of where you race, who you race with, who your sponsor is.
Yeah. Yeah,
we want you at Crannon. You're welcome. Please come. And you've really tried to make it where the best in the world, regardless of where you race, descend on Crannon for that Sunday race to determine who is, you know, who is a world champion. And you know, really the only other event I think in the world that I know of kind of doing that would be the Indy 500, bringing Formula One drivers, NASCAR drivers, sprint car drivers. You know, you want to prove you're the best, come to Indy. You know, and I feel like Crannon has done that tenfold.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think if you study the sport and short course and even the Mickey Thompson races and such, you know, you realize that the challenge with short course was not like desert racing where you had, you know, if you'd rather win the Baja 1000, I've raced 15 of those, than you would win necessarily a series championship. You'd give it all up for a Baja 1000 win. And drivers will tell you that. And in short course, it was all about the championships, but no race stood out above any other. Yeah, Crandon the weekend was stood out.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's when, you know, when we sat down with Red Bull 10 years ago and decided, hey, we're going to pull this Sunday off for ourselves because there was so much going on with different series. And look, we're not dealing with that. We need a Super Bowl Sunday for this sport. And that's what essentially we created where all the pro classes, and now we add Class 11 as a pro class. We add the 4,400 category for Ultra 4, which are the Vaughn Gittins and the Lauren Healy's and Shannon Campbell's and the Paul Wolfs, those kind of guys. We add them as a pro class. And now you can come to Crannon and win a world championship ring, which we've had for a long time, but now it's all about, you know, Red Bull World Cup Sunday. It's that whole day of programming. It's 8 hours of live television. It's at least a $250,000 purse for that day, which is the richest the sport has. You know, it was all intended to be that way. So you really had to kind of want to win a Crannon Labor Day Sunday. It didn't matter if you're a pro buggy guy, a pro light guy, a pro two, pro four. And then the part that's amazing, as you know, is we end the day with something that was born here and perfected here, which is the cup concept of running the pro two unwheel drive, the pro two unlimited two wheel drive trucks versus the pro four all wheel drive trucks with a staggered start. And, you know, as you saw here in June when we did our Forest County Potawatomi race, you know, there's mayhem. It's mayhem when you combine those two classes and you time them so that eventually they're going to cross the finish line around the same time. That's the hope. It doesn't always work out mathematically because of dirt, atmosphere, passing, but it's a spectacular way to end the weekend. And, you know, the fans love it. Television loves it. And, you know, we are working now to potentially add a little more to Red Bull World Cup Sunday, where we have a separate block of programming for television that's Sunday night. Like, okay, it's going to be some of race plus the Red Bull Cup race as its own 2-hour broadcast, as its own module of content, you know, okay. Because, you know, Sunday night at Crannon, we've got to watch that Pro 2 versus Pro 4 race. But there's really, as you know, it's funny with all the years of honing and polishing a diamond, you know, I think Labor Day Sunday is kind of a fully realized almost thing. You know, if we can go back and figure out how to add, you know, a big music act here Friday night, you know, we're keeping obviously the Rage on the Rocks Saturday night for entertainment. Now Sunday, you know, Sunday night, we've got, you know, fireworks. People stay till Monday because obviously Monday is a holiday. So now people show up Wednesday when the doors open, you know, the gates open and they camp. And I always laugh, and this is a joke. I may have said this to you when I first arrived here. You know, the campgrounds were nothing but, you know, tents and converted school buses with stripper poles. That's kind of what it was. And, you know, that's kind of the flavor of it. It's no different than Indy was with the snake pit. I mean, some of that stuff went on back in the days. It's much different now with families and, you know, everybody's got a fifth wheel. Now there's no tents anymore. It's fifth wheels and campers and RVs. And but you know, it's 2,000 of them here or more, or for whatever the number 3,000 is. I mean, the only event that's bigger that way is King of the Hammers, and you know, it's a different type of event because there's actually
a lot more room too.
There's more room. Yeah. You can't take your Jeep on our racetrack here as you can at the Hammer.
Well, I've seen Tiffany Stone do it in hers. Let's not ever do that.
That's true. But anyway, so that's kind of the magic here. And like I said, you know, once you start realizing that the magic is the culmination of 56 years of them being the Flannerys and the community and all the 500 volunteers and all the things that have happened that come together to make this weekend happen in a town of 1,300 people, you know, it's magic unto itself. And all you're doing is bringing more. And yeah, you're adding things like television. You're adding an awareness. And now a lot of mainstream motorsports people know about Crandon. And, you know, a couple of years ago, we were named the facility of the year at the PRI show. Well, you know, that was unexpected. And that was a huge honor when you're considering that the past honorees have been, you know, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and Daytona, and you know, Crandon's part of that conversation. That's when you start realizing that whatever investment the track has made into itself, yeah, whether it's the upgrades, whether it is, you know, working on your own television packaging, promoting your own, you know, Super Bowl Sunday, having a full-time promoter, essentially, all those things, you know, are thrown into the pot. And, you know, sometimes it takes a while. The thing you got to learn, Jim, and I think you understand this, is there's a lot of patience in this
oh, yeah,
game that we're in. And I told Cliff Flannery this yesterday. It's like, this is tough. You know, this is a tough business. And, you know, it's a tough business because you have to understand that, you know, corporate America works differently. They think differently. And, you know, it's like all of a sudden the beginning of August, no matter what you do, no matter how good you are at planning, going to trade shows, going to SEMA, PRI, going to corporate meetings, Zoom calls, none of it's all good. It lays the foundation, but none of it, the switch isn't turned on to like August 1st.
Back with more right after this short break.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit for just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's back to school sale is here with deals on looks your kids will love all year. Because even though they're sad summer is ending, let's be real, some of us are ready. It's time to trade the all-day PJs and always damp swimsuits for styles that'll keep up and hold up so your kids will be ready too. Shop Kohl's back to school sale and bring on the new year. Select styles, prices good through August 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. Welcome back to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show. I got my good friend Marty Fiocca from Crannon here. Marty, for the break, we were talking about Crannon and it being a little bit like a homecoming.
You know, I had a photographer from California come to me. This was kind of the theme of the year here. And he came up to me in the June race. We have two weekends. We have the Brush Run weekend in June, which we're going to talk about in a minute because we're upgrading that for 26. But he came up to me and said, "Hey, Marty, it feels really good to be home again." And I thought, man, that's powerful, right? Some California photographer who's been here a lot looks at Crandon like a home, like it's a racetrack in Wisconsin. Like, what does that mean? And he said, it's not the track. It's just the whole
people
vibe that you guys put so much effort in. And we realize that hospitality at its core level is the basics of our success. It's hospitality. It is treating people like family. It's making sure they're fed well, that they drink well, that they're a part of the concerts, they're part of the parties. They are given tours that Cliff takes them back and shows them his bear traps, whatever it is that makes Crannon special. It's all of it. And it's, you know, I think it's funny because a lot of, you know, you go around a lot of places and a lot of series and a lot of things don't seem to understand that. They never seem to learn the lesson. It's an odd thing, but it's okay. It's certain something that I think the founders of this racetrack, Jim, I think they realize it early and they're really good at it. Like Cliff Flannery is built this track. His family is now all involved. Jason, his son, is now the president. The grandkids are here. I mean, there's a lot more Flannerys around than there were a couple of years ago, which is great because now it went from a nonprofit to owned by the Flannery family, and they're here in town. But Cliff Flannery, at his core, was a host. He just wanted to host people down at his bar and downstairs on our VIP bar and bring out the cheese and the cheese curds and the sliced cheese and the local salami and sausage and
make a cocktail and
make yourself a whiskey or a cocktail and just sit around and turn the jukebox on and have a good time. And that's what we do. Still the same thing.
Yeah. And well, that's what I love. I mean, every time I go back there, just, you know, and I've talked to Cliff for hours at this point, and it seems like every time I talk to him, I get a different story, you know, and I'm like, how many track owners, you know, it's like, Cliff's invited me to his house. Jim, you should come over for supper, you know, or whatever. You know, it's just one of those where it's like, you know, but he, like you said, he loves to entertain people. He loves to tell stories, loves to show. He's so proud of the track. The whole family is. And you guys, you know, you should be, because it's crazy to me that place even exists, because, you know, and that's what's remarkable. Like, it's a place and it's an event that shouldn't be as big as it is. It shouldn't exist, but it does. And it's amazing.
Then that's a funny thing. Sometimes I'll put my arm around Cliff because, you know, we've transcended over the 11 years, well past, you know, a consultant and a promoter and a client. You know, he's like a big brother. He's a friend of mine. And, you know, you put his arm around him, you look around sometimes, this place is huge. And you go, did you ever think it could be this big? And he kind of says, yeah. But then you look, I mean, when you go back to where the rock race, or like to Camp 3, which is where our on top of the hill up there, where we're still going to be building out some cabins eventually and things. It's a beautiful view, the valley here. But the grandstands are like literally like a mile away. And you're like, oh my God, this place is a massive. Then you add Ultra Fork, and you add the VIP camp that we have now, and you add the Crannoland for Ultra 4 and Class 11, and you look at the footprint. And the track is all wrong. Meaning that it should have been another 100 yards away from the highway, like because it's just all like nobody ever thought it was going to get this big. And yeah, the in and outs of the pit lane and with the race cars and the people coming down from the campgrounds, it's not laid out ideal like you would for now. But you know, adding suites and adding some more hospitality VIP wise, and you know, we're adding to our pavilion building hopefully next year, where we're going to go out another 70 feet and up another story, because we just have corporations, you know, local and that want hospitality. They want to bring people here. And it's something that we were good at with fans, but now we're getting better at in terms of either activations, like, for instance, with Ford and Ram, or with, you know, just people who want to come and host, like for instance, Hella's coming, and Hella's bringing 14 people with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a difference, right? Not like they feel like they can bring them here and host them and have a good time, give them an experience. And, you know, expanding the Crandon experience now is what we're working on for the next 3 or 4 years. So talks about, you know, what we're going to do in June starting next year.
Yeah.
And then and eventually over the summers here to kind of open up the experience to more fans.
Well, and I think that's, you know, one of those things, like, you and I have talked, and, you know, I don't know if we're talking about this public or waiting, which is watch this space, but it's like Labor Day has got so big, it's bursting at the seams. Now, you know, the June event, it's like, what, the only option to grow is to grow the June event, which is amazing in its own right, still draws in a lot of people, you know, but now we're looking at how do we make this, you know, how do we make June bigger? Because there's literally no room left in Labor Day weekend to make it any bigger.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when the downside to a facility the size we're talking about is that you have to be super careful, because if you start promoting things or having things here that bring a couple thousand people here, it's detrimental to the brand, right? It looks like nobody showed up, and it's a failure, even if maybe it wasn't, at least in terms of where this is. So yes, we have 2 weekends. We have, like I said, 56 years. We've run the Labor Day weekend here now for 30. Next year will be the 33rd Forest County Potawatomi Brush Run weekend. And traditionally that's been short course on its own. Short course series comes in and we run those races like any other short course weekend. And then we run our cup race Sunday afternoon. But, and you know, we get about 20,000 or so people for that weekend, which is good. But we have lots of space in terms of camping, in terms of time on the schedule. So, yeah, next year we're adding a few things, Jim. I think you already know. You know, we can talk about this now, but we're looking at adding, you know, an international rally series here that'll be here, which is going to be really interesting. And we're going to be announcing that here Labor Day and doing some exhibition stuff with those vehicles here, which fans don't know about yet. I don't even know I have no idea as a promoter what the reaction is going to be. We'll see. I think it's going to be really good. And then we're also going to be taking a page off the Nora playbook here and starting our own short course vintage racing, at least an association here, like a reunion next June, where we're going to bring old cars, you know, to at least do you know, have a show, get the old drivers here, get some exhibition laps together for these guys. Cause I know being here that there are race cars all around these woods. They're stuck in barns there, but the guys who own them, you know, they're older, and I can see them sitting around having beers in their barn with their son saying, well, I remember when I ran that truck at Crandon and that guy beat me, I flipped it over, or whatever the stories are, you know, their stories, and the truck's sitting there, and it doesn't take much to say, hey dad, why don't we get that truck running? And we're going to take it back to Crandon next year. And you know what? You're going to put your helmet on and we're going to go out on the track and do some laps. Now, you have to be careful, because exhibition laps versus racing are two different things. And, you know, in terms of the safety equipment, we'll see if the marketplace decides, hey, this is exciting, we want to do this, we may go race with vintage cars. But it may just be a situation where just doing laps, you know, 3 or 4 laps for the dads and their helmets is going to be enough. And that's fine with me. I mean, you know, if we collectively at Crandon can give that back to a gentleman who's older, or a family that's older, or a son that gets to restore his dad's car or something like that. I mean, that's like really the good stuff. And that was the magic of Nora too, is that you gave back racers like my age a chance to go back and find our vintage cars, go back to Mexico for 6 days, go race, not have to worry about pre-running, not, you know, taking some of the heavy anchor of some of the new stuff off the shoulders of people who've done it and allow them to go race again. I think we can do it here. It should only be a Crandon. And I think June allows us to have plenty of time on the schedule. And, you know, we also have lights here. So I think we're talking about running the pro classes at night, you know, night racing Friday and Saturday night. So we're playing with the schedule and then adding a music part of that too for 2 days. So it's a different type of festival. Labor Day weekend is racing with a concert, like it's been with Kid Rock and Kiss. And it was great. June may be a kind of a lifestyle festival with racing. So if you look at it like differently that way, then, you know, you have a chance to kind of, you know, activate. We know that, I mean, no racetrack in the world, as you know, Jim, has two big events.
Yeah.
They'll have 1 3/4. So Labor Day is going to be Labor Day. But if we can get June a little bit bigger, you know, kick off the summer here, kick off 4th of July week here is what we're going to do. I think that's going to really bring some, you know, this facility. Cause again, it's like you said, such a big facility. It shouldn't be here because essentially it lives for 8 days a year. Like in the West Coast where I'm from, California, you could never sustain this place on that, but they can here. They do that with other festivals like the Iola Car Show, the Hodag Country Music Festival down the street, you know, down in Rhinelander, these facilities.
Hodag's a whole, they need to Google Hodag because it's a thing.
But they're built, these facilities, you walk in, like, this place lives for like 3 days. Iola Car Show literally lives for 3 days or 4 days. And it's big. They have asphalt and buildings and the whole thing.
You know,
Oshkosh is like that too, right? With the air show. That's in Wisconsin here too. And that's like that too. It's like, man, this place is massive for a week or whatever it is. You know, it's interesting how it works. But that's where we're looking at that too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I, you know, a couple things I want to touch on. I go, before we kind of start heading towards wrapping this up, it was funny. I was like, I've got, you know, this, you know, some of these AI apps and AI is popping up. And I go, you know what? I go, I punched in. I go, I got Marty Fiocco on the show. I go, what's a good question to ask Marty? So this is straight from AI on my phone. I go, ask Marty what he's learned since he has been, well, I would say consulting or helping with Cran in the last 10 plus years. What's one thing you wish you knew now that you didn't know when you started?
The thing I've learned the most is you absolutely have to have respect for the position you're in. You have to have patience, infinite patience to make it all work. And you have to have the patience to make the building blocks all work. And sometimes, many times, I see the vision, the building blocks up here, but it's hard to convey that to other people because you have to understand who all these people are and how they work. I've been fortunate to make a career in motorsports for 35 plus years now, but you work at it by going to see my PRI, other races all the time, because you want to know these people. I love racing. And you want to be in the industry you're in. But sometimes, like I said, it took years to get like a Wilfred Ibach here or a Sal Fish here. Years, not a few years, like maybe 6 or 7 years. Mike Perlman from Nord took years. And the patience, but when they finally come, then all of a sudden these other elements kind of fit in. They blend in together to come and do this. And I think the thing I wish I'd known when I was younger is to have a little patience. And also, sometimes, Jim, you just got to follow your gut. You just got to be around and say, you know, I think like Ultrafar, I think this is going to work. I think class 11 is going to work. And I remember the conversation where Cliff Flanner, I said, he comes up and in his very Cliff style, he goes, Marty, I heard you're bringing them damn Volkswagens out here. I said, yes, Cliff, I'm bringing these class 11 Volkswagens, which everybody loves, to Crandon is going to work. And I remember so distinctly the first time they came down turn one on a Friday night with their lights on and we're standing on. I said, watch this, Cliff. Don't watch the race cars. Watch the hill. Watch our spectators. And we watched and he said, giggling away because he's watching these little kids and these and a lot of the female fans like pointing and cheering because they have these Volkswagens out there. Right. They're not 1,000 horsepower Johnny Grease Toyota, but, a 80 horsepower Volkswagen. And my gut, I knew would be successful because just of what they were. And, you know, it's been that way ever since. And, you know, sometimes, and just like when we started the Red Bull Cup deal, I swear when I announced that we were going to take away that as a series points day, that drivers were going to lop my head off and roll it down the asphalt pro pit lane here because of the audacity to do that. But in the end of the day, that's what saved racing at Crandon, because now all the best drivers showed up, the Bryce Menzies and the Kyle Dukes and everybody from the West Coast came here. And now you could call it a world championship race because everybody was here. And now nobody ever thinks about the fact that, well, we're not racing for own series points. One day of points racing in a season doesn't matter when you can substitute that with a Super Bowl Sunday.
All right, we got to go to a short commercial break. If you guys are loving this and you want the full uncut interview from Marty Fiocca at Crannon, make sure and head over to my YouTube channel. It's at JimBeaver15. This thing, it's an hour's worth. It is completely uncut, and you get the video version. Back after this to wrap things up on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we're back here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, wrapping things up. Big thanks to my guest, Marty Fiocca from Crannon. Just huge mega stuff happening there. Like I said before, head over to my YouTube channel at JimBeaver15 if you want the full uncut interview with video. It is there now, live. Big thanks to all you listeners. Thanks to Marty. I will be back there. Definitely, you're going to want to watch the TV version of Crannon. If you haven't ever seen, heard, even know what we're talking about, let me tell you, Crannon is mega huge and the best racing on the planet, bar none. Big thanks to General Tire, Ford, and their Mustang Mach-E Rally, one of our big partners. If you haven't seen my Live Wire video, it's over there on YouTube as well. Tuffy Security, good friends at SureCan, Rigid Industries, Misadventure Life. Man, we got some awesome partners in the show, and really thankful to have some great people on board with us. In addition to that, give me a follow at JimBeaver15 on all my social media channels. Upcoming guests. I think I'm going to have Matt Martelli and Brian Folks with Best in the Desert talking about the state of desert racing. I got Rick Thorne, the Pro BMX rider, coming up at some point soon as well. So, man, we are firing on all cylinders with some blockbuster interviews here. We are back, baby. And the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, hopefully not disappointing anybody. Yeah, it's going to be all hands on deck for me in the coming weeks and months. I got some more car builds and a whole lot more fun to talk about here and on social. But that being said, I'm tapping out for today. And I don't know. We'll be back next week with some more stuff here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show. Thank you guys for listening. And, man, I'm tapped out for this week.